Cultivating Presence, The Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Talk radio to align your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I will be with you each week at this time on Fridays. I am a doctor of psychology in consciousness and spirituality and a licensed psychotherapist and CEO of the LEAP Life Empowerment Action Programs and Workshops. The Life Empowerment Action Programs offer individuals, groups, and businesses an extraordinary journey of growth, productivity, and empowerment. At LEAP, you learn to live the law of attraction, emerge the leader in you, your partnerships, your friendships, and your office by integrating your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional intelligences. LEAP courses are a magnet, unveiling the joy within you as it lays a solid foundation for growth and achievement. LEAP is designed to help you reclaim your personal power, and live the life you want. I specialize in empowering and emerging leaders, reclaiming personal power, making conscious and mindful choices, co-creating the life of your dreams, and living your soul print. And what I like to call the stop talking and start doing therapy. Call me, Dr. Lisa, at 1-800-301-1603. That's 1-800-301-1603, or go to the website at www.aboutleap.com. That's www.aboutleap.com. Okay, well, welcome to the show. Each week I introduce and explain the topic of the show to get you thinking about how you can make productive changes in your life. I also invite guests on the show who model living their power with their passion, their life with their vision, their spirit with their mission. And we will dialogue and share new perspectives with you and listen to their tools and ideas for making productive changes in your life. I certainly will be taking your calls later, and I'm looking forward to them later on in the show. So call us and ask your questions live at 1-800-930-2819. That's call in live and ask your questions at 1-800-930-2819. I want you to know that your calls are important. Your impressions matter. I want you to share and participate with me in cultivating your presence and awakening your soul. Okay, so today our topic is going to be, or is, emerging the leader in you. Last week we talked about going deep and finding your passion and purpose. Yet what happens when we find our passion, or when we dive deep and hit murky waters and are unsure about where to look for our passion or our purpose? Do you usually continue your dream, or you let it go because it's too hard? Most people let their dreams go. What we want to teach you about empowering the leader in you, which is the next step from finding your passion and purpose to create the life of your dreams, which is why it is the title of this show. Here's my formula for emerging the leader in you. First, believe in yourself. Trust. Love yourself and know you're phenomenal. Yes, you are phenomenal. Use your voice. State your philosophy, theory, or dreams. It's really important. Most of us hide what we know or what we believe. And I really want to encourage you to get out and share what you believe. And also share what's special or unique about you, the things that get you noticed. That's part of my formula for emerging the leader in you. What is special or unique about you? What I like to call your soul print, likened to that of your fingerprint. Remember, each of us have something powerful, purposeful, and meaningful to do. And remember, your soul print is made up of your dreams and your destiny, lived and unlived, conscious and not yet conscious. It is made of your past and all of your yesterdays. It is your successes and especially your failures. It is your fear, fragility, and vulnerability, as well as your grandiosity and larger-than-life yearnings. Your soul print is the song only you can sing, the poem only you can write, the way of being in the world, which is you and you alone. So, what also is very important in emerging the inner leader in you is finding a mentor or a femtor, which my next guest, Andrea Yancey, will be talking about. A femtor is just like a mentor. It's people that seek you out, ways to teach you, share their wisdom, and help other women, that's why we call it femtor for the female, other women to find their wings. Femtors see you as someone for whom they are willing to risk their reputations. They are the catalyst who move you from one phase of your life to the next. It's really important to find a femtor or a mentor in your life and stay in relationship with those people because they will challenge you to be who you are. They will challenge you to be and live what you're looking for. Because, as Sandra will talk about shortly, it's not what you know that's most important. It's who you know. Collaboration is the key to relationship. Community support, very important. You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. We have to work in relationship and collaboration. As my next guest will share, it does take teamwork to make your dreams work. And remember, if you think that no one can do it better than you, that's your ego talking. It's also what Sandra calls the entrepreneurial syndrome. It's a great example to think that you can only do it yourself, of the ego. And what we're talking about here is getting your soul involved. Soul is about collaboration, connectivity, and communication. Stay in relationships. They will lead you to your success. So remember, you don't stand alone as a leader. Make sure you network and talk with people. Tell them who you are. Trust yourself and believe in yourself. And attract to you the people that will guide you to what has heart and meaning for you and what is most important for you in your life. My desire is to wake you out of your spiritual slumber, to teach you how to be here now. I want you to live from your soul, speak from your heart, and love the life you live. My mission is to teach you to live your life aligned by living your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. I believe we can all become the change we wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said. And as I usually say, if not now, when? There is no good time to change. The only time to change is now. Now let me tell you a little bit about our next guest. Sandra Yancey is the founder and CEO of eWomen Network, a women's media company and the number one resource for connecting and promoting women and their businesses worldwide. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, international business owner, ABC radio show host, author, and philanthropist who is dedicated to helping women achieve and succeed. CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, his show, featured Sandra as an American hero for her role in mobilizing much-needed resources for the girls' high school basketball team of Pass Christian, Mississippi, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. As the visionary leader of eWomen Network, she travels annually to cities across North America to connect with women entrepreneurs face-to-face to help them accelerate the growth of their businesses. She is also the author of Relationship Networking, The Art of Turning Contacts into Connections, and is featured in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Entrepreneur's Soul, which showcases some of the top entrepreneurs in North America. Sandra created the eWomen Network Foundation to support the financial and emotional health of women and children in need. Since its inception in the year 2000, the foundation has awarded hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash grants, in-kind donations, and support to women's nonprofit organizations and emerging female leaders for tomorrow, female leaders of tomorrow between the ages of 20 and 29. If you'd like to know more about eWomen Network, which I hope you will, visit the website at www.ewomennetwork.com. That's ewomennetwork.com. There is a chapter meeting in every area across the country and in Canada. Make sure you take an opportunity and take an afternoon or an evening to go to one of these meetings. It will accelerate your business. You'll meet wonderful people, and you will start to live the life of your dreams professionally as well as personally. And just remember, if you don't think you have an inner leader inside of you, believe me, you do. Everybody does. Everybody has something, like I said, a soul print, which is likened to that of your fingerprint. It is the character and context of your soul. It is only you and you alone. And each of us have a destiny here on this earth for the time that we're here, to live the life of our dreams, to make a difference in the world, and to leave a legacy. So stay with us, because we're going to go to break now. And when we come back, we'll have Sandra Yancey on the phone, CEO of eWomen Network. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can also call in with your questions at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass. Or visit KerrieO'Connor.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-E. OCONNOR.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cultivating Presence, the Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Talk radio to align your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. If you were just tuning in, we're going to be interviewing right now Sandra Yancey, the CEO of eWomen Network. So, Sandra, you on the line?
I'm on the line, and it's great
to
be here
with
you.
Welcome to Cultivating Presence. We're so glad to have you.
It's great to be present.
Yes, it is. So I want to talk to you about being the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Mm-hmm. And you are looked to by thousands of businesswomen as a leader and role model for professional and personal success. What I'd like to know, and if you could share with our listeners, is what is your personal definition of leadership?
My personal definition of leadership is to the biggest quality, I think, is to be able to inspire others and then get out of the way and let them do what they do best. I really do believe that what you need to do is help other people see what you see when they can't see it. So you're creating a vision for them, and you're having them trust you in your quest, in your dream, and then you get out of the way. And I think my greatest success was when I learned to be the dumbest one in the company. When I stopped feeling as if I had to be smarter.
Right.
And because that's a controlling behavior. And when you're the smartest one, that's a major problem, because that means you can never work on the next best thing, because you've always got to be holding the hands of everybody else that you're bringing on your team. So in essence, what I try to do is hire people who I know in their given niche and their given talent competency is much stronger than my own, so that they can bring something to the table.
Yes, that's really interesting, and thank you for sharing all that. What's interesting for me is what I see with Leap and the people that work with me is a lot of people don't necessarily see their own vision, even when I tell them what I see. And how would you handle that?
Then I view that as my problem. My problem is to make sure that I, you know, change my language. I change my words. I mean, we got to understand that, you know, the way in which I communicate might not be the way the other people hear me best. So as a leader, you're a salesperson, and everybody that's in sales knows that to be successful in sales, you have to sell the way your customers buy. You can't sell in the way that's comfortable for you to give the pitch, for you to express the benefits, for you to ask for the close. You have to modify those things in the way in which both matches the way your customer hears and the way your customer communicates. And so that's the good news. If your people don't quite see what you see, then that's your problem. You don't have to worry about fixing them. You have to worry about adjusting and fixing yourself and changing your approach, your language, given, you know, the individuals that you have working on your team.
I love that, what you said, because it's also about not giving up. If someone doesn't see your vision, you don't just close the door and move on to the next thing. You modify your language, you change the way that you're doing things, and you do everything that you can, quote unquote, to make the sale. Or what I say is, always be connecting, communicating, collaborating, and being creative with someone instead of just closing the deal and walking out.
Right. When you sound like you can push a button and hear somebody give their pitch, then what you know is that you are not really connecting. You know, you're talking at someone. You're not engaging with them.
Right. That's really important. So I'm wondering if you can share with our listeners, what inspired you to begin the organization of eWomen Network?
Well, quite frankly, I felt like something was missing. I had been an entrepreneur myself for about 7 years. I had a solopreneur consulting practice back in the day when reengineering was the buzzword. And that's what I did. I looked at company processes and procedures and helped identify disconnects and look for ways to streamline them and make them more efficient and effective. And I had really relied on a lot of clients that I had acquired from the corporation that I had worked for 16 years before I went out on my own. They had done a massive layoff, and a lot of those people landed in these incredible companies and remembered me and hired me. The problem for me was that I was, you know, living out of a suitcase on a plane, and I didn't want to do that. In fact, that was the very reason why I left my corporate job. And it was my husband, quite frankly, Dr. Lisa, that said, you know, here we live in a major metropolitan city, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and, you know, there are all these major corporations, actually, that lived, like, you know, 7 miles from my house, like Frito-Lay, world headquarters for Frito-Lay and JCPenney, and just these huge companies. And but I didn't have any work here. I mean, nobody knew that I existed. And so that's when I decided to network. And I started networking. And, you know, Dallas is the epitome of the definition, the good old boys network. And what I found was that I was welcome to attend, but I was stuck in the stands. I was stuck as an observer. I wasn't really welcome to play in the game. And I wasn't comfortable in the game either. And so I thought, well, let me start going to some of these women's groups. And I went to the women's groups. And for me, at that particular time, they were just too social in nature. It was just happenstance. Women showed up with girlfriends, and they sat with their girlfriends. And if you didn't show up, if you showed up by yourself, it was like, what, you don't have a girlfriend? I mean, you know, there was like, and we did a lot of surface talk, but we never got from moving from what I call interaction to transaction. And so that was missing for me. And I just decided that I knew there were enough women out there that didn't see cash as a dirty four-letter word, that knew that cash creates wealth, but it's not just financial wealth. It creates the wealth of what you value in your life. Because when you have cash, you can impact the things that are important to you.
Right.
You know, in terms of philanthropy and that kind of thing. And I wanted to surround myself with other women that said, you know, I'm smart and I'm talented and I'm driven and I have goals and I want to make some money in the process. And that's why I started eWomen Network, because I wanted to facilitate a way in which anybody could walk into a room and be really clear about, you know, talking about who they are and what they do, and to ask for what exactly it is that they need in order to be successful, and that we would create an environment where people could say, I know this person, or have you read that book, or did you hear about this brand-new fabulous radio show?
Right.
You know, and that will give you some of the information that you are saying that you're seeking in order to meet your goals.
Right, and I can certainly attest to that, attending the San Francisco and the Sonoma County eWomen Network meetings here in California. And it is like, you know, you're going in there, and I've seen so many people learn and grow so much about themselves and how to present themselves in business and making better deals, making those interactions into transactions, and really living it takes a team to make the dream work. You know, have your network, have people behind you to make any difference and impact in the world. And I really believe in it, and also because it's not, especially as women and women business owners, it's not just about we can do it all ourselves, because many women believe that we do so many things and we're multi-talented and we multitask all day long, and you know, we're learning and people are learning that we can't do everything alone, and that network is really a support for that.
I will tell you that I think that I really hate the term even multitasking, to be honest with you. I think that it has become cliche, and women wear it as if it is a badge of honor. And the truth of the matter is, to be a real great leader, you've got to relinquish all that multitasking stuff. You've got to let it go. You've got to delegate it. You've got to surround yourself with other people who can do the particular things you are finding yourself doing anyway better than you. And when you do that, and all you do is focus on steering the ship and identifying new waters, you know, charting new territories to go into, you know, you will find that you will move so much quicker. You will make more money. You will create more business. You will, you know, establish your footprint and, you know, really create your destiny, which is tied to your legacy.
Right.
How is it that the world is different as a result of me being in it? Because ultimately, in my opinion, that's the only reason why every one of us are here.
Exactly. To find,
you know,
that power,
to make,
that passion,
the
purpose
to
within
us. To find your soul print, to identify your dream. But once you identify your dream, wake up. And live it.
Start living it. Stop talking and start living and start
doing
it.
That's right. That's right.
I think that's so important what you said, because the relinquishing of the control, so to speak, on your business and delegating keeps you creative as a leader and keeps your eye on the ball and keeps you open to many different perspectives. And I think things that you wouldn't necessarily think or remember if you're so, you know, tied down to, you know, being, you know, the one that runs the business and the only one that can do everything, you miss so much. And not only in business, but you also miss so much in relationships.
No question.
And I really believe what you said about surrounding people that support you and not, as you call, that are dream, you know, supporters versus dream drainers.
Right.
And at LEAP, in our workshops, we do an energy drain checklist, which covers all areas of people's life, their career, their relationships, their finances, their fun and recreation, their family of origin, and all, and their business, essentially. And we find out, you know, where does their wheel of life not roll, essentially?
Right.
And
the flat
basically
tires.
That is,
yep.
Say again?
The flat tires.
Yes.
The things that make you pull over the side of the road and stall you, you know?
Exactly.
Yep.
And so the work in LEAP is to let go of those things that stall you, and sometimes they're even people in relationships, and maybe even a job. so that you can really receive the abundance of what your soul print or your destiny and the legacy is that you want to leave in the world.
Right.
So I want to talk just briefly before we go to break about networking. You know, in the book it says it's a verb that signifies movement and action. I think that really speaks to what we've been talking to here. And I want to speak to our listeners.
And it's organic, and it never ends. It continues to grow. You know, if you do it well and if you take care of it well, you know. And the metaphor of growth, I think, is really powerful in the whole concept of networking. Let me see if I can say this before you go to break very quickly. And that is that when I was a little girl, my mother used to take egg crates, right, after we ate all the eggs, tear off the top, and it had the little 12 niches, right? And
she would I want you to finish this on the next break, on our next time, because the music is going here.
Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987. Or visit detoxamerica.com.
Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It provides 400 times more energy than any other plant and is 90 to 99% absorbable. Find out more about this powerful and loving product by calling 877-428-7379 and ask for a free sample. Visit wholefoodliquid.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I am thrilled to bring you this incredible offer from Lloyd Wright. Lloyd was a special guest on the Dr. Pat Show, and he's offering a copy of his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, to everyone that calls in this number, 877-676-1615, and you'll get a copy of Lloyd's book. Visit HepatitisCFree.com. Call 877-876-1615 for your free book. Call now.
This is Lauren Archer, president of the National Guild of Hypnotists Washington State Chapter, inviting you to get a healthy start to your 2008 at the free Hypnotherapy Resource Forum, one day only, Saturday, January 12th, at Evergreen Hospital Medical Center in Kirkland. The Hypnotherapy Resource Forum is free. Reserve your seat at 425-899-3000 or get all the details online at nghwa.org.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello again. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dr. Lisa Cooney, Cultivating Presence, the Psychology of Show on the Dr. Pat Show. And we are speaking with Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network, a women's media company and the number one resource for connecting and promoting women and their businesses worldwide. And we're talking about empowering and emerging the leader in you. Remember to call us with your questions at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And while we wait, Sandra, why don't you tell us a little bit about that powerful metaphor that we were finishing with before the break?
Exactly. I was talking about when I was a little girl, my mother, and this I think is a metaphor that speaks to networking and perhaps more poignantly the whole notion of what we call relationship building, which is what networking really is. My mother used to, after we finished, using eggs, instead of throwing away the crate, she would tear off the top, and in all of the 12 little, holes or niches where the eggs were, mm-hmm. she would grow flowers. She would buy seeds, so she would grow her own flowers. Mm-hmm. And what she would do is she would sprinkle, everything with the same dirt, all the little holes with the same dirt, and she'd put a seed from the same packet of seeds in each one of the little holes, with the dirt covered it. Then we put it in the window, and then she would water them, Everything was even. It was the same dirt in the same window with the same sun with the same amount of water. And I think
right.
that relationships are a lot the same way. You treat everybody the same. You respect everyone. You trust that everyone has their value. Everyone is a bud that's either bloomed or willing to bloom or trying to bloom. I mean, we're all in various stages of blooming, much like flowers that we try to grow. But when you notice, if you've ever done that as a child, you may have noticed that some seeds sprout very early.
Yeah.
Some seeds sprout very late. Some
right.
seeds never sprout. Some sprout early but then fizzle. Some start a little bit later but then bloom and hold. Some last forever. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean? And so the metaphor, I think, is true for relationship building. The minute you start judging people and sorting and not giving it the same attention, you're only setting yourself up for
right.
the lack of a blooming relationship.
Correct.
And you never know. Sometimes you never know how a relationship, a person, or a seed is going to bloom, and you never know when. But if you're holding them all as valuable and hopeful, then you have more likelihood, I think, of giving it the attention that it needs in order to be something of quality in your life, something to enjoy.
Beautifully said. I really love that. Thank you for sharing that. And what I would like to do right now is call Benny in here, because it seems like we have a caller from San Jose, Kathy, I believe.
Yep, we certainly do. Let's go and bring her on the air with us.
Great, Benny. Thank you. Hello, Kathy. Are you there? Kathy, are you there?
Kathy? Oh, let me go check the phone.
Oh, like,
oh, there she is. She,
okay.
She put us on mute, that little bugger.
Well, we're glad you're here, Kathy. Thanks for calling in. You're speaking to Dr. Lisa right now. What's your question and how can we help you?
Yes, morning. Yes, my question is my husband getting in an affair with another lady. And right now my mom asked him to leave that lady. He promised, but I don't know whether should I trust him or... what am I going to do? Is he going to live and be honest to me back?
That's a terrible situation you're in. I'm really sorry to hear about that. You can call me at 1-800, if you have a pen?
Yes.
Call me at 1-800-301-1603, and we can talk some more about that.
Yes. 301, I'm sorry, what is it?
301-1603.
1-800-301-603. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry that you're in that situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we'll let her go. Sounds like this issue sounds like more of an off-air topic, so let's go and address it there.
Cool. Yes, that'd be wonderful. Thanks,
okay.
Benny.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Sandra, are you still there?
I am.
All right. So we're going to go back to talk a little bit about the Emerging Leader Program mm-hmm. that is began and developed through the eWomen Network.
Right.
This is the Emerging Leader Program is for the ages of women between 20 and 29, I believe.
It's 22 and 29.
22 and 29.
Yeah,
and
that's
talk a little bit about, if you will, how that vision came to develop that program and all.
Well, I have a fundamental belief that I can't expect for the world to bring for me what I'm not willing to give back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a value that I have. And one of the things that I know that has been significant and attributed to my success is that I certainly haven't done it alone, that I have had been blessed with a plethora of incredible women who have come into my life and who have helped me along the way, who have moved me, as you were talking about, as they are catalysts. They've moved
right.
me from one phase of my life to the next, what I call femtors. And it dawned on me that how can I expect this good fortune to continue if I'm not doing the same thing for other people. And so I began to think, instead of me just doing it by myself, what if I looked for a way to scale the concept? And so that's what the Emerging Leader Program is. It's one of the principal tenets of eWomen Network, this concept we call lift as you climb. In other words, as you continue to climb, you need to go back and lift those to those people who would love to have the opportunity and who need it most in order to pursue their own dreams. And so we've identified this group of young women between 22 and 29. It used to be 20, but we're realizing that we really do need them pretty much coming out of college. These are what
Correct.
We call the bright and bright-eyed women, that, and we recognize that they already have demonstrated a set of, you know, excellence in their lives in the areas of economics, entrepreneurship, philanthropy, giving back to the community, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And let us give these young women in their 20s access to what it means to be in a very supportive, nurturing environment of women who are really focused on growing their businesses. And so women apply for them through our website, the eWomenNetworkFoundation.org. And then what we do is we select our finalists, one from, you know, I think we're doing 32 cities this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then those finalists come to the eWomen Network International Conference, which is going to be July 10th through the 13th of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, on stage live in front of what will be 3,000 people this year, we will select one of them as the winner.
Right.
And you're very familiar with the 2007 winner, aren't you?
I am very familiar with the 2007 winner. Anjali, like Sandra said, won the Emerging Leader of the Year award, which has changed her life dramatically. But I also have to tell you that it also changed my life dramatically, and I really like the whole lift as you climb. But also, more importantly, what I resonate mostly with you and eWomen Network is the giving first. And I'll tell you, there was nothing greater in my life. It even tops my doctoral graduation, which sitting, you know, I was kneeling right in front of the stage and last summer when she won. And I was so proud and so happy, and it was such a moment, even though it was for her, it was something that I gave so deeply from my heart,
right.
And that I really supported her and lifted her as she climbed and is climbing.
You've been her femtor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just to remind the listeners, femtors, as defined by Sandra, is they're people who seek out ways to teach, share their wisdom, and help other women find their wings. Femtors see in you as someone for whom they are willing to risk their reputation. They are the catalysts who move you from one phase of your life to the next. And part of the reason why I nominated Anjali, and I didn't realize this until after she won, was to give back not only to her, but to give back to the world for what was given me throughout my growth period and all my successes. There were so many women that I spoke to and collaborated with that kept seeing me for who I was that I didn't even see at some time. And they just kept saying, keep going, and they geared me and challenged me. And so that was like full circle for me.
Yeah, very cool.
It was amazing, and it was all because of that network and what you created. So thank you.
Yeah. It brings me to tears to see these phenomenal women of all walks of life and, you know, various different nationalities and languages and backgrounds and races. It's just phenomenal. I mean, I get up there when they're up there. They're so beautiful, first of all,
mm-hmm.
to look at, but they're even more beautiful on the inside
right.
in terms of what they're passionate about and what they want to do with their lives, and they're putting all the building all the competencies and putting all the experiences in place. And I look at them, and it brings me to tears. I just feel so hopeful for the future of the world when I see these women. They are breathtaking in terms
yes.
of, you know, their beauty and their brilliance.
That's beautiful. It's a perfect segue to my last and final question that we'll have with you today is, what message would you like to leave our listeners with?
I think that you have to do what you said. You have to find your soul print. You have to find out what's unique about you, and you have to own it and believe it, because if you don't own it and believe it, no one else will. And you have to make up your mind to say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make this happen. And you have to set exciting, worthwhile goals for yourself, because they work in two ways. You know, we work on them, and they work on us. And I can tell you that the world will conform to your expectations. So all you have to do is set them and work them every day. And in the process, never forget where you came from. Remain and be humble and lift as you climb. And then you will say, as you, you know, impart into a different world when your life here on earth is over, that you really have left your legacy in others.
Mm, beautifully said. Thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show. Your network is amazing, and I really appreciate your time. And I want to say to our listeners right now, please log on to, or kindly log on to www.ewomennetwork.com and find a chapter in your area to attend. You will not be disappointed. You will only be supported and grow your business and grow all that you would like to live from your soul and whatever has heart and meaning for you. And listeners,
thank you so much.
Oh, sorry, Sandra.
For having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for being on the show. Listeners, if you have any more questions about our topic today or if you'd like to share your thoughts and comments, feel free to email me at info@aboutleap.com. That's info@aboutleap.com. We'll be back after the break.
Change your life. Have you been inspired by The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, but now you need practical tools? Theta Healing gives you everything you need. Theta Healing workshops teach you simple yet powerful techniques to create an instant shift in your life and results that last. Join Deanna Laterzo for Theta Healing Basic in North Seattle, February 15th through the 17th. For more information, call 360-778-1190 or visit greenroomhealing.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message has been brought to you by Equal Exchange. For more information, visit equalexchange.com.
Enjoy an evening with Greg Braden on January 23rd at Benaroya Hall in Seattle while he talks about the spontaneous healing of belief. Could the spontaneous healing of disease, living to advanced ages, and instant connection with everyone and everything be our true heritage in the universe? Join Greg Braden in this life-altering multimedia program for an evening of powerful, true life accounts and easy-to-understand science as he shows us that we are limited only by our beliefs. Don't miss this first event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Join Greg Braden, author of The God Code and The Secret of Lost Form of Prayer, on January 23rd at 7 p.m. in Seattle. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information, purchase the series, and get five events for the price of four. So visit thedrpatshow.com and click on Five Evenings with Extraordinary People.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome. welcome back to Cultivating Presence with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Boy, that was a powerful interview with Sandra Yancey. We're so glad that she was able to join us on the show, and I hope that all of you listeners out there really got some valuable feedback and will remember that emerging the leader in you, again, is about finding a mentor or a femtor, female or male. Attract someone to your life and into your life who inspires you and sees your greatness. I have some excerpts from some people that I worked with over the years that talked about being in the femtor and the mentor relationship. And one person states that community of support guided by healing mentors and femtors are tremendous pillars that uphold my soul. They surround me, influence me, and guide me every day of my life. They inspire my soul to live in the grandest version of myself with consciousness and courage to manifest and create the life of my dreams. As I have walked this path that is only my own, I have come to realize, and this is beautiful, I've come to realize that life is not a process of discovery, but a process of creation. I am not discovering, but creating myself anew, and every second is a chance to create, grow, and change. I think that is so beautiful when this person stated, creating myself anew every second, and that life is not about a process of discovery, but a process of creation. What are you thinking about right now? What you're thinking can be a creation. You are an unlimited being. You can create anything you want. All you have to do is have the courage to find someone and attract someone in your life to share it with you, someone that can guide you, whether it be a coach, a therapist, a mentor, your boss, or somebody that you're working with, or a best friend, somebody that you're close to. Remember, believe in yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. Trust that you have something amazing and phenomenal to do in this life, to live your soul print on the lips of reality, so to speak, and to leave your destiny and to leave a legacy stating that you have made change, lasting change. Another person that I worked with shared that about emerging leaders or emerging the leader in themselves and the power of the femtor and the mentor relationship is, I found that emerging the leader in me takes persistence and a willingness to participate, to explore myself, my past, my relationships, and my experience. Transformation was about going to my edge to see the truth about myself. With the loving, safe support a mentor and femtor provides, I made such wonderful friends. I healed situations in my life, and things started to change big time. So this is some of the energy behind making changes in your life. We all have some fear about making change in your life. And remember what we shared with you last week about fear, false evidence appearing real. Stay in relationship with those who challenge you to be your best. And know that they're only challenging you to be your best because they see something in you that sometimes you might not see in you. Use your voice. State your philosophy, your theory, or dreams. That's the only way you're going to be able to do what it is that you're supposed to do in this world, is by voicing it, stating it, taking action, and not just thinking it within yourself. Another person that I worked with and helped emerge the leader in themselves stated that being in a cauldron and a community is a safe container in which I was able to experience what a healthy family feels like and grow up all over again into my joy, my light, and my truth, and my purpose. Emerging your soul is a way of life. No truer words are spoken. I had a dream at very, very young age, at about 7 years of age. And that dream was that my purpose and my meaning in this world would be about helping people unfold their soul, live from their soul, align their life with what has heart and meaning for them. And I'm well on my way. I haven't done everything that I want to do and that my heart and soul wants to do. But I can certainly tell you that life does change, and you will be able to make a difference if you live from your soul, live from your heart, state your power, state your passion, live your vision, unfold your spirit, and align your life with your mission. There is something inside of you that you have that you haven't touched yet. And remember that you can't do it alone. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. And remember, check out around you. Always look around those toxic environments or people and see which ones you can remove yourself from and take a different course, because that will change your life and that will allow you to be able to unfold your soul. I believe 2008, our second week of 2008, is our soul year. 2008 combined is the number 10, the wheel of fortune, abundance. I believe all abundance comes from the soul and all scarcity comes from the mind. I want you to live from abundance and not from scarcity and that limitation and constriction. But unfortunately, many of us do live from limitation and constriction. Take action. A little bit of movement, one step ahead, will allow you to release some of your constriction and live more toward your soul. My message is to inform you that you have a leader inside you. If anything that I have talked about today sparks your interest and you are impassioned to take the leap and emerge the leader in you, log on to www.aboutleap.com to register and get more information about the next Life Empowerment Action Program Foundation course beginning February 15th. Invest in translating your passions into actions and living your best life. Again, I want to remind you to stop thinking and start speaking. My desire is to educate you and offer you education about how to go about creating the best environment to gain support in emerging the leader in you. I offer you motivation, motivating you to action, to doing. You have great and phenomenal ideas. And of course, I want to offer you to inspire you to live from your soul and your heart's desire. Basically, whatever has heart and meaning for you. You can actually live your life from what has heart and meaning for you. And again, the most important is let's all make a difference and be the change we wish to see in the world. Next week, join me, Dr. Lisa, as I will be discussing the power of choice and how, as I call, to get your gig on. Every choice you have made led you to this moment, and every choice you make leads you to where you want to go next. Remember, we have a choice every second of every day in all our relationships, in the way that we act, in everything that we do. Join me next week as I share my four-step formula for success in living a vibrantly alive and abundantly successful life. This next week's show will be geared to helping you build your most successful business plan, drawing on what has heart and meaning for you, generate and follow a smart action plan, personally or professionally, guaranteeing the success of your goals. I offer you how to abundantly create your vision with an empowering and collaborative group of individuals. And I definitely will offer how to attract sustained positive results from a place of gratitude and content. Let your life sizzle and take empowered action. My work empowers you to live from your soul, speak from your heart, and love the life you live. Co-creating the life of your dreams is a step-by-step process and not one you embark on alone. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. I invite you to take the next steps to emerging your inner leader with me and my team at Leap. Go to the website, aboutleap.com. Call us at 1-800-301-1603 or log onto www.aboutleap.com. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams and those that surround themselves with people who support and mirror back that beauty. The people that you are around, the environment that you live in, the things and the thoughts that you think have a definite cause and effect relationship to where and how you are living your life right now. It is time for all of us to be the change we wish to see in the world, to unleash our soul print, to leave our destiny and legacy based on what has heart and meaning to us, what we believe in our heart. Let's make conscious choices. Let's emerge the leader in all of us. Let's take a stand and say no when we mean no and yes when we say yes, yes when we mean yes, and stand up and state your opinion, your values. Thanks for listening. And join me next week for Cultivating Presence, the Psychology of Soul, and getting your gig on. Have an abundant weekend.